From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The U.S. and China announced Saturday the ratification of the Paris Agreement, a key step by the world's two biggest polluters that aims to bring the climate change accord into force this year. Speaking at the G20 summit in China Saturday, President Barack Obama says he intends to have more discussions with Beijing on some subjects where the two sides have not held the same views.
Great today.
President Barack Obama did tell us, well, in that discussion in China on Saturday, that he intends to have a discussion with the president of China, Xi Jinping. Mr. Obama intends to tell him that there will be consequences for territorial moves in contested areas of the South China Sea. This according to an interview that will air on CNN on Sunday evening. Obama said China needs to be responsible and that he plans to tell the president that he should look to the U.S. as an example of a country that maintains its power in part by restraining itself. A 5.6 magnitude earthquake hit the Midwestern city, make that state, of Oklahoma on Saturday, and its impact was felt more than 700 kilometers away, including in Wichita, Kansas. So far, there are no reports of any injuries, but local news reports say people in Oklahoma City, the state's capital, have reported some damage there. We're staying on top of the story. We'll bring you the very latest as we get more information throughout the day. Zimbabwe's 92-year-old leader home to Harare on Saturday amid rumors his health is failing. Reports say Robert Mugabe, Africa's oldest leader, went to Dubai to seek medical attention. Zimbabweans are growing increasingly frustrated with Mugabe and his failure to fix the economy. This